Hello?
What's up, man?
Mr. Cameron, what's the word, man?
How you feeling, man?
Cannot complain.
You know what? Every time I would see you out, you was like, Ryan, when I got something going on, we can talk. Remember all those conversations
we
had?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I got something going on, we can talk. Man,
oh, yeah.
You got something going on.
Finally, I guess so.
Finally. How you feeling about all of this, man? I mean, you know, Atlanta, let's just talk the concert first, and then we'll talk movie. But Atlanta, when it was first announced that it was going to be in Centennial Olympic Park, they could not believe that that was going to happen there. What were your thoughts?
I thought it was a great thing. I was actually amazed that, you know, we did three nights. We actually never in our career have done three nights in a row anywhere. So it just said that the city was with it. They ready. And, you know, I just thought it was kind of like a great thing to say, hey, man, we remember. We remember OutKast.
You know what's funny about it, though, man, is like I'll throw in little bits and pieces here and there, man, just to make people – and then just to see if they'll catch it. Like when the Falcons beat the Saints, I said, you know what, and then there was a guy standing on the middle of the street with his shirt off talking about, now who else want to mess with Northside Drive?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So,
40 oldies.
Yeah, everybody caught down when they was like, wow, man, that's a cash shout out. I think I slipping in there every now and then.
That's right.
Hey, three nights. How do you think the show has progressed since starting out in Coachella? Because I read the Rolling Stone interview and the GQ stuff. How do you think you are, you know, how you feeling right now walking out on that stage, come back to the ATL?
It should be interesting because we've been doing it, you know, for about 4 or 5 months now. So, it's kind of like you get used to it in a way. It's not as definitely not as hard as that first Coachella night. It was kind of like, you know, when you haven't done anything in a long time and, you know, things just wasn't right for me. And so I think with, you know, with us doing it for so long, for like 4 or 5 months now, we kind of do it every other weekend with each festival. So it's kind of not as hard. And it's, you know, it's kind of second nature a little bit. So coming back home, it should be fun. I know as long as the crowd is fun. You know, we should have a good time.
Oh, we're going to have a good time, man. I was saying, you know, whoever steps out there in the beginning should just step right up to the mic and just see if ATL is in the building. Just go, ATL, ho.
Oh, yeah. You know that's going to get it going.
And then you know that'll get it going. Hey, let me talk a little movie, man. I mean, Screening All is by my side. I said I wanted to do something like how Discovery does Shark Week. I wanted to make sure that we did like an OutKast week, so counting it down and screening the movie over the Regal Atlantic. A lot of people very excited, man, about the fact that, first of all, that you said, yeah, because I heard that you were like really, really turning it down. Like, when did you say, okay, man, I am going to take on this role?
I think it was a combination of John Ridley, the director. You know, he was just really persistent on it. You know, I could tell. Even from our first meeting, you know, he came to Atlanta and, you know, we sat down. And he said, hey, I'm going to make this movie and I want you to play it. You know, and at that point, you know, I knew he was serious about it. And, of course, you know, I had my little reservations here and there. But, you know, in the end, after us getting on the phone and two or three times and going back and forth, just, you know, kind of one day I was just, you know, kidding with Seven. Seven's my son.
Right.
And we were just kind of joking about it, and I said, man, should I do it? And he was like, yeah, go and do it. So, you know, that kind of gave me a little boost. And it was a great time in my life. It was a great, you know, great distraction, something for me to focus on, too, something for me to be a part of. And, you know, it's the legacy of Hendrix in a way, too, so I just didn't want to – I knew I would have to focus on it. I knew I wouldn't want to mess the God story up.
Right.